couple times when you were always going to be the starting quarterback, but a couple games you weren't up to your best, whether it was slight injury, whether it was just not one of those days, and Hank didn't hesitate to put in Pete Beathard a couple times. Not many times, but a couple times. Is that true?
Yeah, it's true. It's a couple times. I remember against Denver one time that I wasn't having a good day, and he put Jackie Lee in, and it helped because he got things moving, and we ended up winning that football game. And there weren't that many times, but there's a couple of times, and I can understand that too. I never did understand my quarterbacks never got to play unless he's the starter. You know, every other position you substitute and keep fresh things out there, but the quarterback. I spent 5 years in the NFL wondering about that because I never got to play. But the quarterback position, I guess, is one in which people are really reluctant to make a switch.
Al, you have to think about getting your running back and your quarterback in the rhythm of the game. Many people noticed that Larry Johnson, when he got to his 20th, 25th carry, suddenly would be certainly a lot more effective. The quarterback's true as well, isn't it?
Well, I think so. You know, I've always maintained that those are the two positions that you have to get in a rhythm, and you do it in a variety of ways. But obviously the running back needs to carry the ball to get himself in a rhythm, and then the quarterback needs to throw it. So you'd like, you know, early in the game to give him an opportunity to get some completions. It's kind of like playing basketball. You know, you hit those first two layups, and all of a sudden those three-pointers seem like they become a little bit easier. So it's always a part of our game planning to try to help those guys in both those positions get into a rhythm early.
So how do you break down this game as you watch it? It had to be tough for you. First time in 46 years a team didn't get a first down. Let me just straight out ask you, would you have changed quarterbacks at halftime?
Oh, boy, I tell you, that's a tough one, you know, because I'm not there. You know, I don't know what went into the game plan and the complexities of what they faced in terms of what they talked about in the locker room and what their expectations were. You know, they may have gone in with the idea that Larry was going to carry the load, and they expected Trent to make the conversions on third down. And, you know, I don't know what the situation was. So that's hard for me to answer, Nick. And what I do know is that it was hard for me to watch because of the success that we had over the years with Trent as the quarterback and how well he'd done. And last time we played Indianapolis, we put up 45 points and we didn't punt, you know, so it was hard to watch that game. I was pulling for those guys, and I'm so emotionally attached to Trent and the rest of them that, you know, I was just really hoping that they would do very well.
His timing was off, wasn't it, Al?
Pardon me?
Trent's timing was off, wasn't it?
It seems so. He didn't, when we talked about the rhythm early, he didn't seem to have the same rhythm that he normally does. But you know, as a quarterback, when you're put into a situation, I think the first six or seven drives, it was, you know, it was run, and then all of a sudden you're in a third and five, third and six, third and seven situation. And that's the most predictable situation in football for a quarterback to have to throw the ball. You've got two open edges, you've got, you know, your protection issues, and you've got a defense that, you know, sees that passing game quite, you know, regularly, and all of a sudden your quarterback is in a situation where he has to make the difference and he has to make the throws. And I think that's tough to ask of anybody, especially in a playoff environment like that.